leading the procession.
还有其他很多啊，这个士兵就在这行列当中。
And the soldiers would march behind him.
但是呢，俘虏过来的这些敌人呢，也在他们里头。
And the enemies that have been captured, were also among them.
那在旁边夹道欢迎的人，他们手上会拿着香炉，就点香，在那边庆祝啊，制造啊这个欢乐的气氛。
And the crowd that was celebrating the occasion would carry incense as a sign of celebration.
当这整个行列一直往前走的时候啊
，And as the procession continued,
这些得胜将军他闻到这个香气了。
The triumphant general, he smelled the fragrance.
他非常的高兴。
He is overjoyed.
他有荣耀。
He is glorified.
他可以得到奖赏。
He will be awarded.
但是对于那些被俘虏的人来讲呢
？But to the captives,
他们也是闻到了这个香气。
They also smelled the fragrance.
可是他们闻到这个香气呢，就证明他们离死期已经不远了。
But that fragrance told them that their days were numbered.
因为即将要被处刑了。
They were about to be executed.
那保罗他就用这个来做一个比喻。
So Paul used this as an analogy.
不管在什么地方
，It doesn't matter where we are.
尽我们的本分。
We do what we can.
我们把认识耶稣基督而有的这种香气呢，我们把它散发出来。
We should diffuse the fragrance of the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
是很多人都能够来认识主耶稣。
So that many people can come to know Jesus.
可是当我们福音这样宣讲的时候啊
，When we spread the word of the gospel,
啊，对于那些接受的人来讲呢，他们可以得救。
For those who accept the gospel, they will be saved.
啊，但是对于那些拒绝的人来讲呢，他们呢，即将要被审判。
But for those who refuse to accept, will be judged.
所以他不管怎么样，我就是发出这个香气来。
So it doesn't matter what the consequence is, we just need to diffuse the fragrance.
那么我们发出这个福音的香气呢，不是只有用我们嘴巴来讲。
Speaking or preaching is not the only way to diffuse the fragrance.
很多信徒他不愿意带慕道者来，是因为他带不来。
Many people do not bring truth seekers to church because they are unable to.
因为在他身上没有好的见证
，because in their lives they do not live as good witness.
他不好意思带来
，they are embarrassed to bring people to church.
他无法在他的亲友当中呢来开口啊，邀请他们来参加
，they are ashamed to open their mouths before their loved ones to bring them to church.
所以这样的话呢，他必须要在生活上呢，应当要更加的这个努力才对了。
So if that's the case, we need to work hard to.Improve ourselves, improve our conduct.
这个香气呢是很多种的。
There are many kinds of fragrance.
刚刚提到有墨药，有乳香。
Just now we read about the myrrh and the frankincense.
还有这个商人啊卖的这种各样的香气。
And the merchants' fragrant powders.
所以啊，它那种强烈的吸引力啊。
That's why it's so attractive.
要怎么样才使我们的教会啊有这个吸引人的这个力量？
How can the church today be just as attractive?
除了我们要有这个福音的香气之外
，other than having the fragrance of the gospel，
我们倒要常常献上啊这个祷告的香。
We need to always offer up the incense of prayer。
在启示录第五章、第八章都有提到，圣徒祷告这个香呢，就是圣徒的祷告。
In Revelation chapters 5 and 8, it tells us that.The incense is the prayer of the saints.
我们看启示录第五章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 5.
第五章我们第七节。
Chapter 5 verse 7.
这羔羊前来从坐宝座的右手里拿了书卷，他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着钱和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
And verse 8.
这个第八节的底下呢就提到了这个香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
At the end of verse 8, it says that the incense are the prayers of the saints.
我们也要借着祷告来为这些未信主的人呢来祷告。
We should pray for those who are not believers.
我们大家都很忙。
We're all very busy.
要我们到很远的地方去找慕道者有些时候是有困难的。
Sometimes it's rather difficult to bring truth seekers from very far.
所以到最后可能我们能够对福音帮得上忙大概就是祷告。
So oftentimes, the effective way to contribute to evangelism is through prayer.
求主耶稣来吸引更多的人来 到我们的会堂来参加布道会。
Through our prayers, we ask the Lord to bring people to the church to accept the gospel.
我们也要为那些正在慕道的人呢来祷告。
We should also pray for those who are searching for the truth.
所以我们要去认识到底有哪些人在慕道。
We need to identify and get to know people who are searching.
他的信仰状况是如何。
We need to know their condition in faith.
有什么需要我帮忙的地方。
We need to find out where we can help them.
我能够为他们做什么。
What we can do for them.
那么这样呢，我们很自然就会想到说，我应当为他祷告。
And we will naturally pray for them if we think about them.
如果教会呢有这种香气呢，主耶稣也会喜悦的。
And the Lord will be pleased if the church is filled with this kind of fragrance.
那么我们再来看腓立比书第四章。
Let's also read Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书四章，我们看十八节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 18.
四章十八节。
Chapter 4 verse 18.
但我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足，因我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈送，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳所喜悦的祭物。保罗他写腓立比书的时候呢，是被下到在监里头。
Paul was in prison when he wrote Philippians.
所以他是不自由的。
He was not free.
那个时候有爱心的这个腓立比教会呢，就差派了一位门徒叫以巴弗提就近来照顾保罗。
At this point, the Philippians church, which was full of love, sent a member called Epaphroditus to take care of Paul.
那么后来保罗他就写这一封信呢，来表达他的谢意。
Paul wrote Philippians to express his gratitude.
而且保罗认为说以巴弗提呢，就是一个极美的香气了。
To Paul, Epaphroditus, what he brought him was a sweet, smelling aroma.
这是一个爱心服侍的香气。
He had given him an aroma of loving service.
在他写的腓立比书里面，充满了喜乐和爱的感觉。
Paul's letter to the Philippians was filled with expressions of love and joy.
在第二章他特别提到说，这个以巴弗提后来生病了。
According to chapter 2, Epaphroditus felt sick.
那么腓立比教会的信徒听见他生病了，大家也为他担忧。
When the Philippian church heard about his sickness, they became very anxious for him.
保罗跟以巴弗提就担忧说，我们现在在这个处境呢，腓立比教会的信徒一定会为我们很担忧的。
But Paul and Epaphroditus themselves were also anxious because they did not want the church in Philippi to worry for them.
所以这个生病的人就很忧心
So that made Epaphroditus very anxious also.
因为他的生病可能引起其他人的担忧
He did not want people to become worried for his sickness.
保罗他也说了。
Paul said,
神怜悯他了。
God had mercy on him.
也不要让我忧上加忧了。
And also on me, so that I should not have sorrow upon sorrow.
在这个当中，我们就感受到他们三者之间呢，就充满了爱。
So we can see the complete love among these three.
以巴弗提他愿意来代替腓立比教会的信徒来照顾保罗。
Epaphroditus was willing to take care of Paul on behalf of the Philippian church.
那么他这种爱心的服侍，以至于后来是生病。
And because of his service, he felt sick.
他生病的人想说：“我生病，别人会为我担忧啊。”
He himself was sick, yet he was still worried that these people would be anxious for him.
所以腓立比教会的信徒有爱心。
The church in Philippi was full of love.
以巴弗提有爱心。
Epaphroditus was full of love.
保罗也有爱心。
And Paul was full of love.
不管是付出或是接受的人，都一样的在爱里面。
Both those who gave and those who received were full of love.
都体谅到对方的需要。
They all empathize with the other.
这就是爱心的服侍啊。
This is a loving service.
所以腓立比教会让保罗非常的怀念。
Therefore, Paul missed the church in Philippi very much.
他最怀念的教会就是腓立比了。
He longed to see the Philippians the most.
并且让他呢在那个监狱里头呢失去自由的时候呢，一想起他就觉得很喜乐的一间教会。
Even though he was in chain in prison.He was full of joy when he thought of the church in Philippi.
因此，腓立比教会对保罗来讲呢，是具有吸引力的，而且让他特别的怀念的。
Paul found the church in Philippi very attractive, and that's why he missed them so much.
那今天教会也要成为像腓立比这样的爱心。
Today's church must also be as loving as the church of Philippi.
每个人都付出奉献，就能够吸引很多人了。
If every one of us learns to serve and to give, then we can draw many people to the church.
这种爱心的服事呢，是会吸引人的。
A loving service can bring people to the church.
我们经过这个香水店的时候呢，我们不买香水，但是我们也会闻到香气啊。
If you pass by a store where they sell perfume, even though you may not go in and buy some, at least you would stop and turn your head.
因为香味呢会吸引人。
Because fragrance attracts.
那么我们怎么样来付出爱心？
How can we give love?
要从我们自己来本身做起了。
We need to start with ourselves.
因为这个教会呢有爱心的香气呢，自然就能够吸引更多的人过来。
And when the church has fragrance, the fragrance of love, people will naturally be drawn to it.
如果有初来的慕道者呢，他受到了这种热诚的接待。
And when first-time visitors feel the warmth and hospitality.
虽然第一次来，可是很多人来跟他问候。
This may be their first visit, but they're greeted with many people.
他感觉到被重视。
They feel that they receive attention.
我们也真诚的关怀。
And they feel our genuine concern.
哎，他有需要的时候呢，他自然，哎，就会啊，在那个当中呢，感受到啊那种爱的感动。
And they will be touched by the love that we show them.
那这样的话呢，他就喜欢常常来了。
Then they will continue to come.
哎，这就是爱的香气会吸引人。
This is how the fragrance of love can draw people.
我们再翻回来看雅歌。
Let's come back to the Song of Solomon.
再看雅歌第三章
Chapter 3
第七节他说所罗门的轿呢四围有六十个勇士
Verse 7 tells us that around Solomon's carriage there were 60 valiant men
因为这是国王的这个婚礼啊所以当然啊不容许有任何的这个出什么乱子啊应当要在很安全的这个状况底下来完成的
Because this was the king's wedding, nothing could, no problem could happen. So everything had to be under perfect protection.
那从以色列当中呢，特选了六十名的勇士呢，来维持啊这一场婚礼这个队伍的哈、啊、这个安全的问题。
60 valiant men had been chosen specially to protect the king.
那如果我们参考那个撒母耳记下23章，来发现说。大卫哈、啊，帮助他得国的啊，他比较怀念的，勇猛的勇士呢，写名字有37位。
According to 2 Samuel, there were 37 named warriors that followed David.
有这37位勇猛的勇士呢，帮助他得国。
Because of these 37 great men, great warriors, David was able to be established as a king.
那么这个地方它记载有六十个勇士
，and here it tells us that there are 60 valiant men.
这是特选的
，they are specially chosen.
所以当然是更加的安全呢、啊。
So this gives it even more protection and safety.
那么六十个勇士啊，都是特选
，the 60 valiant men have been chosen.
他们有特殊的任务
，they have a special mission.
能够来服侍国王
，they are to serve the king.
全国里头有多少的勇士？
There were probably many warriors in the country.
但是这六十名就是特选的。
But only these 60 were chosen.
这是他们的荣耀。
This was a great honor.
所以今天我们能够在教会里面服侍呢，我们要把它看成是一种荣耀。
So today we must think of serving in church as a great honor.
也是一种福分。
And a great blessing.
啊，很多人呢、啊，他的想法可能不一定是这样的。
Some people don't have this mentality.
啊，他认为说啊，如果被教负责人给点到名字的话，那我真的是，哎呀，别人不需要做，我就要做啊，可能就会斤斤计较了。
Some people may complain when they are assigned to a duty that where others are not assigned to.
其实，如果我们从拣选的角度来看的话，我们今天在神的教会里面呢、啊，我们何德何能？可是我们竟然能够来服侍天上的君王。
But when we consider that we have been chosen. To serve the King of Heaven.
如果不是主耶稣留我们的生命啊，我们今天在哪里呢？
We should remember that if it wasn't Jesus Christ who shed His blood for us, Where will we be today?
所以活着就是恩典啊。
To live is God's grace.
啊，我们能够来服侍主呢，也是一种福分。
And it is a blessing to be able to serve the Lord.
那这六十个勇士呢，他们都有拿着刀。
The 60 valiant men all hold swords.
所以勇士不能够没有刀了。
A warrior cannot be without a sword.
因为有刀他能够征战。
Only with a sword can he fight.
那么这个刀是什么呢？
What is the sword?
如果我们参考这个以弗所书第六章呢，他告诉我们呢，这就是神的道。
Ephesians chapter 6 tells us the sword is a symbol of God's word.
基督徒的武器呢，当然相当多。
A Christian has many types of weapons.
那么如果是说攻击的呢，就是圣灵的宝剑呢，神的道。
But in terms of the offensive weapon, it is the spirit, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God.
在以弗所书六章的十七节啊，提到了这个圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
This is described or explained in chapter 6, verse 17 of Ephesians.
所以今天在教会的圣工上，我们要成为勇士啊，我们要装备啊神的道理。
Today, if we want to be warriors in God's church, we must be equipped with the word of God.
那其实这个神的道理呢，跟我们的灵修功夫会有帮助、有关系的。
God's word has much to do with our spiritual growth.
所以在教会的服事上呢，是有神的道理放在心上的，那才是真正勇士啊。
Only those who carry or put God's word in their hearts are true warriors in the church.
他凡是照着神的道理来做呢，他就能够走在这个正途上面。
When they do everything according to God's word, they are walking on the right path.
他对神道理呢认识得更清楚的时候呢，他就明白神的旨意了。
The clearer they are of God's word, the clearer they are of God's will.
他服事呢是照着神的旨意来的，而不是按照自己的意思来的。
They serve not according to their own means or their own purpose, but according to God's will.
并且他能够把神的道理存在心里呢，他就会有一种属灵的智慧产生。
And because they have stored God's word in their hearts, they have spiritual wisdom.
他能够用属灵眼光去看这一场的属灵的征战。
They are able to discern a spiritual battle.
他可以攻破魔鬼的营垒。
They can attack and demolish the devil's stronghold.
他可以看穿魔鬼的诡计。
They can see through the devil's schemes.
当需要把这个道理拿出来用的时候呢，他马上拿得出来。
And when it's time to draw out the sword of God's word, they can do it.
那么这样讲起来的话呢，他明白神的道理，又有神的旨意，他们又有属灵的眼光。
They know God's will and they have spiritual eyesight.
并且帮助他的灵修。
And God's word also helps them grow spiritually.
因为勇士呢，他对于手上的这个武器呢，他是刀不离身这个手不离刀啊，刀不离手的，他是结合在一起的。
The sword must always stay with the warrior. It should not leave him.
他是善于征战的，所以他很善用这把刀。
And the warrior must be very skillful at using the sword.
他是熟练的仁义的道理的。
In the same way, we must be fully trained in word of righteousness.
因为道理放在心里，所以时常这个思想反复思想，他也时常拿出来来应用，因此他就变成非常熟练的。
When we always store God's word in our hearts and meditate it on a day and night, we will become trained in the teaching of righteousness.
碰到任何的事情，他总是能够很准确的拿出应对的这个道理出来。
In every circumstance, we can bring out the correct teaching that's appropriate for the occasion.
他就可以应对任何的状况啊。
Then we can face all kinds of situations.
而且他在任何的状况里头都是用对的道理来处理。
And we can resolve every problem in the most appropriate way.
那这样的话呢，这个问题就可以解决掉了。
This is how problems can be resolved.
他如果不懂道理，或是说道理懂得不多，或不能够熟练的时候，可能就会错用。
But if we are ignorant of God's word, or if we are not able to use God's word properly, we may misuse it.
或者是说当需要的时候呢，他拿不出来，不晓得用了什么道理来用。
Or when we're in crisis.We don't know how to use God's word.
我想，大概所有的传道者都会有这种同样的这种看法。
I believe all ministers have this view.
我们也应该可以认同这样的说法。
And this is something we should all agree with.
在教会里面，我们的工作并不困难。
The work in the church is actually not that difficult.
你说炊事的工作不会困难。
cooking in the kitchen, for example, is not difficult.
要我来做的话，可能只是口味比较不好。我拿食谱来做，我大概也可以做。
If you assign me to cook, the food may not be all that delicious, but at least I can follow a cookbook.
在技术上来讲，不是很困难的。
So in term, technically speaking, it's not that difficult.
那困难是什么？
But what makes church work difficult?
困难是你碰到什么问题的时候，你该用什么道理，我们有时候不一定分得清楚。
The difficulty comes, when you face with certain situations and you don't know how to use God's word to make the right judgment or make the right decision.
因此，做圣工到最后只是在做人而已。做人呐，做圣工就是做人而已。
And eventually, doing God's work becomes public relations.
那做人就是灵修的道理。
Ultimately, it boils down to who you are.
也就是说，其实我们做圣工就是在灵修。
When you serve God, it really boils down to who you are and how you cultivate yourself.
你可以看神他永恒的计划里头有少我们一个人吗？没有的，他不少我们一个人。
When you look at God's eternal redemption plan, He doesn't really need us.
你想想看，如果今天真耶稣教会没有我。圣工照常推行啊。
Today, if the true Jesus Church is without me, the church work will still continue.
因为神也可以从石头里头来兴起亚伯拉罕的子孙呢。
God can even raise offspring from the stones for Abraham.
但是今天神邀请我们加入他永恒的这个救赎的计划里头。
But today, God has involved us in His eternal work of salvation.
这是我们被验中的，我们有这样福分的。
Because He esteems us.And he has chosen us.
那这个当中，我们得到神的同工。
And in the process of working for God, we feel God's presence.
大家能够同心合意来服事。
And this also requires that every one of us serve together in unity.
但是这个时候就要灵修自己呀。
And this also requires cultivating ourselves.
同心合意很好讲。
It's easy to talk about unity.
那就是要灵修自己。
But we need to each bring up our spirituality.
不是去灵修别人。
We should not expect others to discipline themselves.
我们常常去检讨别人。
We often evaluate other people.
我们为别人灵修。
We cultivate for other people.
或是替别人听道理。
Or we listen to sermons for other people.
灵修是我们自己的功夫。
But in reality, spiritual cultivation should be something personal.
神要跟那些有灵修注重灵修的人呢、啊，同工使他能够发挥更大的效用出来。
God will work with those who are spiritually trained, so that they can be even more effective.
碰到什么问题，拿出道理来。
These are the people who can always use God's word in every situation.
站在道理上，我们才有支撑点。
And only when we stand on the truth can we be stable.
该忍耐的时候，我们就把忍耐的道理拿出来。
When it's time to talk about patience, we bring out the truth about patience.
该温柔的时候，我们就把温柔的道理拿出来。
When it's time to be gentle, we teach about gentleness.
不是该温柔的时候，你把那个刚强壮胆的道理拿出来杀，那就倒了。
If it's time to be gentle and you teach about boldness, then you will mess up everything.
只有这样啊，没有什么大不了。神的功。很简单，他要同工的话很简单，但是他要等，有没有善于用神道理的人，刚强壮胆的为他服事。
It really boils down to that. The church work is not difficult. God wants to work with us, but He wants to wait until He sees, He finds people who are able to use God's word skillfully.
10 years, 30 years.
10 years or 30 years from now,
太平洋教会还有另一批人能够为主耶稣做圣工。
A new generation will rise up in the Pacifica Church to work for God.
30 years, 可能我们不在这里了。
Maybe 30 years from now, we won't be here anymore.
我们不是争一时的。我们不是争一时的。
We should not just only focus on the moment.
我们要争千秋。
We have to look out for the
看远一点。
The look in the long run.
我是微不足道的。
We are only insignificant people.
我只能够尽我的本分。
We just do our best.
我灵修自己。
And we just train ourselves spiritually.
让主耶稣来使用我。
And let God use us.
我要做一个谦卑的器皿。
We need to be humble vessels.
他要怎么样使用我，我就让他用。
We should dedicate ourselves according to the Lord's use.
在当中，我要借着道理时常的来灵修，时常的勉励自己。
And in the process, I should use God's word to always encourage myself and to train myself.
每一个人这样的话呢，为了自己得救呢，也能够站立得稳。
And in so doing, we can also be firm in our personal salvation.
所以在教会里面，不是有恩赐的人就一定是勇士。
So in the church, warriors are not necessarily those with special gifts.
神的话语啊，是否善于应用？
But warriors are those who are skilled at using God's word.
这才是真正令人敬佩的勇士。
These are truly commendable and admirable warriors.
我们再翻回来看雅歌第三章。
Let's come back to the Song of Solomon, chapter 3.
我们看第九节。
Verse 9.
所罗门王用黎巴嫩木为自己制造一层的华轿，这个华轿呢，主要的建材是黎巴嫩的香柏木。
The palanquin or the carriage is mainly made of the wood of Lebanon.
这是经过特选啊的高贵的这个建材。
And it is a specially chosen and a very expensive wood.
它这个量非常的重。质量非常的重。
It is very substantial wood.
非常的坚硬。
It is very strong and sturdy.
并且呢，会发出这个香气来。
And it also gives out a fragrance.
所以它是非常好的这个建材。
It is a good construction material.
那你看它的建材都是相当好的。
And it uses also the best materials that it can find.
在这个第十节提到这个轿柱啊，是用银做的。
It is made of pillars of silver.
那这个银呢，它是银钱，它是做银钱用的，是一个代价啊，一个银钱的代价。
Silver was often used as coins, so it's a price.
那这个银啊，在圣经里面它有一个特别的意思。
In the Bible, silver has a special meaning.
它常常是作为一种救赎啊，付出赎价救赎的一个象征。
It is often used as a symbol of ransom or redemption price.
在出埃及记的三十章里面呢，神啊吩咐百姓哈，男丁啊每年要出这个半色科勒的银钱。我们看出埃及记三十章。
In Exodus chapter 30, the Lord talked about redemption.
三十章的十四节。
Chapter 30, verse 14.
过去归纳被赎的人，从二十岁以上的，要将这礼物奉给神。第十五节
，15，
他们为生命将礼物奉给神，富足的不可多出，贫穷的也不可少出，个人要出半色客勒。十六节
，16，
你要从以色列人收这赎罪银作为会幕的使用，可以在神面前为以色列人做纪念，赎生命。这个意思是说，这个二十岁以上的男丁呢，他们要出半色科勒的钱呢，来赎自己的生命的意思。
Every male who was over 20 years old, must pay a redemption money, which is half a shekel.
这是赎罪用的。
This was used for atonement.
赎他们的生命。
To atone for their lives.
那这就是告诉我们，耶稣基督为我们付出了这个生命的代价，把我们赎回来。
This prefigures how Jesus Christ will lay down his life as a redemption or atonement for our lives.
所以这个教柱呢，既然是用银做的，就表示说今天教会的建立呢，是建立在主耶稣的救赎的根基上的。
So when it says that the palanquin is made of pillars of silver, it symbolizes that the church is built on the foundation of God's redemption.
那我们要常常去思念这种救赎的恩典。
We always need to remember God's grace of redemption.
在底下又提到说，这个轿底呢是用金做的。
This palanquin is support made of gold.
这个在金呢，在圣经里面的象征的意义呢，是信心，或者是说这个真理这个都可以用来这样来了解的。
In the Bible, gold is used to describe faith as well as truth.
那另外。坐垫是紫色的
，The seat is made of purple。
这样看起来呢，这个非常的有荣耀的。
It is very glorious。
基督的救赎使我们有荣耀。
Purple means royalty. Because of Jesus' redemption, we have the glory of God。
或者是说，真理呢，也是给我们有荣耀的。
Likewise, the truth also brings us glory.
是非常宝贵的。
It is very precious.
那信心经过考验呢，比那个会坏的金子呢更显得宝贵。
The faith that has gone through trials will become more honorable than the gold that perishes.
这都是经过了这个千锤百炼之后呢，变成了这种金碧辉煌的荣耀。
And this kind of splendor and glory can only come after much trial.
那么底下说座垫是紫色的。
The seat is made of purple.
所以这个颜色的搭配呢，看起来非常的好看。
This is a beautiful combination of colors.
紫色是王者之色。
Purple is a royal color.
那中国的王者之色是黄色。
In China, a royal color was yellow.
那因为这是国王要做的，所以当然要铺的王者之色就是紫色。
But in those days, the royal color was purple.
因此这一层的这个华轿里头有一个王位，而且是那个位置是所罗门王要做的，是以王的这样的一个尊贵的身份来安置好的。
A seat was especially made for King Solomon. It was a seat for the king.
王者之尊来款待这个所罗门王。
This was a seat dedicated to serve the king.
这个是告诉我们说，今天教会里面要有一个位置是主耶稣坐的。
So today we need to honor our Lord Jesus Christ in the church with a seat reserved for him.
而且是安排一个王的位置给主耶稣坐，不是叫他坐末位。
And we should give the king's seat to the Lord, not the last seat.
那今天教会凡事都要尊主为大。
In the church, we need to magnify and honor the Lord in everything.
我们早上也稍微谈过了这个道理。
And this morning we talked about this a little.
就是说我们凡事都尊主耶稣为我们的主。
In everything we need to exalt the Lord Jesus as our Lord.
教会不是人的。
The church does not belong to any human being.
是主耶稣付出他的赎罪的这个生命的这个血呢，把我们赎回来的。
We have been purchased by the redemptive blood of Jesus Christ.
像第九节所说的，所罗门王他为自己制造了一层的华轿。
As stated in verse 9, Solomon the king made himself a palanquin.
那今天教会是主耶稣基督的身体。
Today the church is the body of Christ.
可是当我们激动的时候呢，我们失去理性的时候，我们都忘记了这是主耶稣基督的身体。
Sometimes when we get all stirred up, we forget that this is the body of Christ.
过度的坚持自己的意见。
We over insist, we insist our opinion.
好像这个家庭里面没有主人在。
We may act as if the master is absent.
我们应当要来祷告，来征询这位主人他最后的意见是什么，至少要保留这样的一个态度。
But we all ought to pray and reserve the final decision to the Lord.
我想这样的话呢，我们会很容易来沟通。
If we have this attitude, then we can always come to a resolution.
那么我想底下这句话我们再来思想。
Let's think about the following statement.
他说：“这里面铺着耶路撒冷众女子的爱情。
The interior is paved with love by the daughters of Jerusalem。
这大概有两层的意思。
There could be two levels of meaning here。
耶路撒冷众女子呢，这是这位新娘的这个同伴。
The daughters of Jerusalem are the bride's friends。
所以当然他们会很高兴的呢，来为她配置。嗯”
So they gladly make decorations.
所以就把他们的爱呢，通通奉献在这里面了。
So they gave all their love to this decoration.
就是为他呢，把这个轿里头的这个内里呢，把它装饰得非常好。
They adorn the interior of the carriage very beautifully.
另外一个意思可能就是他们奉献了很多的这个宝贵的礼物呢，在那里头要送给这个新娘的。
Or another meaning could be that they filled this carriage with precious gifts for the bride.
那不管怎么样呢，就是这里头充满了爱就对了。
But it doesn't matter exactly what it is that they did. It basically tells us that the interior is paved with love.
所以如果你从外表看的话呢，它是金碧辉煌的。
So from the outside, it was shining and splendid.
因为它的建材都非常高贵的。
Because it used the best material.
可是里面要爱呀。
But the inside was full of love.
主耶稣基督付出这么大的代价建立的教会，这里面要充满爱。
Our Lord Jesus Christ paid such a great price to build the church, but this church must be paid with love inside.
那么这个耶路撒冷众女子呢，可以把它看成是我们所有的信徒。
And we can think of the daughters of Jerusalem as all the believers in the church.
我们把每一个人都把爱奉献到这个教里头来。
If all of us can contribute our love to this church,
让这个教会充满了爱，
then this church will be full of love.
那这等教才是真的有生命的了。
Then this church will be full of life.
你看，为了爱情来结婚的这一层的这个华教里头，如果没有爱的话呢，那真的是只是剩下一个物质的东西而已啊。
The wedding happened because of love. Therefore, the carriage must be filled with love. Otherwise, the carriage would be just an object.
我们的会堂非常的漂亮。
We have a very pretty chapel.
场地宽敞，很好用。
We have a nice environment.
那这里头也充满了爱。
And this place must be filled with love.
那更能够给主耶稣使用。
Then it will become very useful to the Lord.
那是每一个人都要付出。
And this requires that every one of us give.
把爱统统奉献在这个教里面。
We need to offer all of our love to this carriage.
要把爱放到教会里面来的。
We need to contribute love to the church.
而不是想我在这个教会里面可以得到什么东西。
We should not only come to expect to receive something from the church.
所以我们来教会啊，我想我们应该说，我可以给教会什么？
So when we come to church, we need to ask ourselves, what can I give to the church?
不要问教会给你什么。
Don't ask, what can I get from the church?
不要比较，也不要计较。
Don't compare with each other and don't fight over little things.
因为这样的话，我们的心就不会快乐了。
Because if we do, we won't have joy.
要把爱奉献出来。
We need to give our love.
这样的话，真的能够吸引人啊。
Then the church will truly be attractive.
那么最后呢，就提到第十一节。
Verse 11.
这个我们可以啊，跟启示录啊，第十九章的第七节呢，连起来看。
We can look at this verse in relation to Revelation chapter 19.
第七节。
Verse 7.
啊，就是羔羊婚娶的时候呢，新妇也自己预备好了，非常高兴的时间。
During the marriage of the lamb, the bride has made herself ready.
如果我们都能够啊，在建设我们基督的身体啊，像所罗门王的这一顶华轿呢，最后就迎娶呢，我们就是得到主的救赎了。
If we can all be ready for the Lord's coming. Then we will receive God's final salvation.
那王的头上戴着荣耀的冠冕。
The king is crowned with a glorious crown.
末日，我们的主呢得到最大的荣耀。
In the last day, our Lord Jesus will receive the greatest glory.
那我们就是王后了。
We will become queens.
我们也有荣耀的。
We will also receive great glory.
我们接着。所罗门王的这顶华轿呢，让我们来思想一些在教会里面呢、大家学习的这个道理。
So hopefully through the carriage of Solomon, we can learn important teachings about our lives in the church.